This is Bob Trausch interviewing Ken Howard, who joined the Cleveland Hiking Club in 1979. So, Ken, first question, how did you become a member of the Hiking Club?
I'm probably the only person that put on my application that I was born into the club. My parents have been associated with the club going back into the 50s. I came along in 1961, and the rest is how it goes.
I think you got to definitely have the original. No one else can match that.
Well, my brother, until he dropped out a few years ago, he was similar.
Yeah. Wow. Do you or did you have a favorite hike?
My favorite hike of all time was in Yosemite, climbing Half Dome. I was with Dave and Denise Tobias back in 2007, and if you put a gun to my head and told me I can only do one more hike, that would be my choice. If you haven't been to Yosemite, you've got to see it. It takes all day. It's about 20 miles. And it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Do you have any memories about the camp or social events?
I have all kinds of memories about the camps and social events. I'll start off with back in the 60s when I was a kid going out to general meetings, and my brother and I would play in the field while the people had the meeting. There was a guy at the time named John Shade who his wife had thrown him out of the house, and he moved into the bunkhouse and lived there for several years and was the camp chairman, camp commission. He kept an eye on camp. And during the meetings, during this meeting, he would be getting drunk. And at some point, he would come out, walk into the meeting, and just start ranting and raving for about 5 minutes, saying whatever was on his mind. Then he would turn around and storm out. And back then, it was just a regular part of the meeting. It wasn't on the official agenda or anything, but it was just something that would happen. Very different now if somebody tried doing that. Camp has just been a part of my life. I've seen it change so much over the years, but yet still got a lot of what it originally had. The building's the same, the bunkhouse. The well used to be exposed, and we used to drink out of it, and now it's all covered up. The outhouses were different. They were to the west of the cabin, down the little path that takes you across the little bridge, and those, of course, have been moved closer to the cabin now.
Any social events?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of social events. They used to have a 40-mile banquet in the spring that would recognize the 40-mile hikers. It was like the Christmas party. They'd go out to dinner for that. Going to many Christmas parties over the years, various functions, going to people's houses. Right now, a whole lot doesn't really stick out. I got other notes I took, but I really don't have a whole lot about the social functions. Okay, going back to Camp On We Go, the 40-mile hike started there. It started in the 60s from camp, and it was that way well into the 90s, into the late 90s. So I have very early memories of going out on Sundays with my grandparents and looking for my parents who would be walking the 40, and then we would find them, and it was an annual tradition. I mean, we'd go and stay at Grandma's house and come out the next day and try to find Mom and Dad.
Did you participate in any trips?
I've been, my first trips with the hiking club, we went up to New York as a child. We went up there for New Year's Eve, I think it was back in 1972. And then we were doing the Buckeye Trail. I've been on numerous trips with the club. I've organized and ran trips. I've been in New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, California, Colorado, and Alaska, all on trips with the club and Canada. So I've done a lot of traveling with the club and really enjoyed it all. Never had a bad trip.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, boy, there's several. Going out to California and Yosemite was really nice. Doing the Bruce Trail up in Canada, which is similar to the AT. Oh, I forgot Virginia. I was on the AT in Virginia. Those were probably my favorite trips. Oh, the Colorado trip with Dave and Denise Tobias. That was a good trip, too.
Good. Do you recall any great hike leaders or memorable characters?
Well, I can go on for a long time about this. My opinion, the best hike leader I've ever seen in this club is Eric Baldwin. He leads a hike that most people don't ever have the opportunity to go on. He'll go off trail, and he'll just go in the middle of nowhere, and he'll know exactly where he is. He's got a built-in sense that most people don't have. And I've never seen anybody else like that. He'll know you go up this hill and down this hill and up this hill and there'll be a trail. And there it is. You know, you get there and it's just, and we're in the middle of the woods. We're not any kind of trail or any kind of marked area. Other good leaders, Jay Beswick going way back, Emily Greger, there's just so many. It's so hard to come with. Jeff Lennartz was another good leader. Jeff was somebody who should be leading more. He was very, very detail-oriented. His father, Walter, told me one time that Jeff would go out three or four times a week before the hike and just really, really go over it like a fine-tooth comb. And his hikes were always really good.
A memorable character?
Oh, memorable characters. I'm sorry. Let me start with Louise McDonough. I was about 7 or 8 years old the first time I met Louise. We were on an evening hike, and she's brand new, and she's a very outgoing, outspoken person. And she comes walking up to my brother and I, and she says, "Hi, I'm Louise." And she sticks out her hand. Well, this is the first time an adult had ever called us by a first name. So we're not sure how to react, and we're kind of staying there in stunned silence. And my mom comes up and looks at Louise and goes, "Who's your friend?" And Louise looks at my mom and goes, "Hi, my name is Louise, but you have to call me Miss McDonough." The other two stories about Louise I have that are really good are she was a legendary eater. She could out-eat just about anybody, and she had a very slim figure. And they were on, I believe it was Buckeye Trail one time, and they went into a buffet restaurant, and she had a whole bunch of food to eat. And at the end of the meal, the manager came up to her and said, "Miss, if you ever decide to come back to my restaurant again, please let me know. I'll be happy to pay for your dinner across the street." The other one was at my wedding. Your wife wanted me to tell this one. Walking around, going table to table with my bride and you know, shaking hands and talking to everybody. And we get over by where Louise's table is, and all of a sudden everybody's dinging the plates. And we kind of looked at each other in surprise. We weren't expecting this. And without any warning, Louise got up and planted a kiss right on my lips in front of everybody. It was just so funny. And most of the people there didn't know who she was. Just, that's Louise. Truly remarkable. Other people besides John Shade that I was talking about, we had a guy, Harlow Akins. Harlow was an ultra runner, and I got into ultra running through Harlow. Harlow was a very fast hiker. He and Joel Edmonds are the two fastest hikers I've ever seen. He once ran an illegal race in Alaska. That's something I'd have to tell about it another time. Ask me about it. He and Joel Edmonds both did the 40-mile hike in under 8 hours. They're the only two people that I know of that have ever done that. Other memorable characters, Lou Yurick. Lou was a great guy, very friendly guy. Everybody liked Lou, but if you wait for Lou to do something, Lou was always the one trying to pass off something to somebody else to do. He had the great idea, but he expected you to do his work for him. Ray Lucen. Ray's our all-time top hiker at this time, and Ray could be a nice guy, but he had a little ornery side to him, and if he wasn't the top hiker for the month and he wasn't happy and he'd complain that that's all so-and-so does his hike, he's one of those, and yet he's the one with more miles than anybody. Those are the best ones. They come off the top of my head right now.
Okay, so Ken, what changes have you seen over the years?
Well, I've seen the club go from kind of like a small-time club of 150 people to over 1,200. The biggest changes took place in the 80s and early 90s, although now it looks like we may be going through another change. In the 80s, with the running craze, people were a lot of people that were no longer running found the hiking club and started hiking. And over a several-year period, it seemed like we were getting 100 more people every year, and all of a sudden 300, 400, 500, topped off somewhere around 600. And then in the 90s, it did the same thing. It went up to about 1,000, where it kind of stabilized and remained so until recently. And last year, we went over 1,200 for the first time. And I believe right now we're in another growth period, and who knows how high it'll get now. other changes. Well, just seeing all the modern technology. And when I was recruiting Pathfinder back in 1982, I did everything by pen and pencil. And I was going to college at the time, and we didn't have the hikes like we do now. And one time I was able to do an entire report in 6 hours one night. I just sat down on an evening and started working on the report, record all the miles, all the data, add up everybody's total miles, get it all in one night. And now, I mean, you have a whole committee of people that are using the internet and spreadsheets to put this data in. It's really remarkable. And just the way the meetings are run now, it's much more professional. I don't want to say corporate, that's the wrong word, but there is, the people that are running the club right now are really on top of what they're doing, and I'm really happy to be part of that.
Okay, let's ask you, what is your most memorable recollection of the hiking club?
Oh boy, that's a good one. I'll just start talking about everything, really. I mean, most memorable recollection would probably, well, I'll go back to this one. I was about 6 years old, and if you look in the 75th anniversary book, there's a picture of four people with large buttons. One says 8,000, one says 9,000, two say 10,000. There used to be a colored 8x10 picture in the cabin. I'd like to know what happened in that picture. Those people were Francis Relic, C.F. Bowser, Jay Beswick, and Joe Mayer. Jay and Joe were the first two people ever to get 10,000 miles. Mr. Bowser was getting 9,000 and Francis Relic was getting 8,000. And that was the biggest thing that had ever happened mileage-wise in the club at the time. This was in 1967. I was there. I was 6 years old, and there were about 40 or 50 people on the hike. It was a big deal. And I can remember seeing the buttons. I knew what 8,000 meant. I knew what 9,000 meant. But 10,000, I just couldn't grasp that at the time. And I just knew it was a big number. And I had no idea that what the mileage total was or anything like that. So that would be a good one, because that's my earliest significant memory. But there's so many other things. My parents, my mom got in the club in the late 50s. She was in her mid-20s. She'd been through some rough stuff, and the club just seemed to bring her around. A lot of people think that my parents met in the club. They didn't. They met square dancing. And my dad had an opportunity to go to a square dance convention, and he wanted to take my mom. And my mom was training for her first 40. So long story short, my dad went to the convention and got back in time to see my mom finish the 40. And the next year, he did his first 40. My dad did a total of 14 40s. My mom, many people know, did 40. She did her last one in 2000, but before her, there was Joe Mayer back in 1985. He was the first one to do 40-40s, and when he did it, there was a banquet. They threw a surprise party for him the next day. He'd come up from Florida to do the 40 the last few years of his life, or the last few years he was doing the 40, and at the banquet, I believe it was Ruth Scully, went up to my mom at one point and said, if you ever do 40-40s, we'll do something like this for you. And that must have inspired her. She told me this many years later, my mom, and I just, you know, got a real kick out of that. And on the same note, Joe Mayer's brother came up to me at that party and said he heard something that I could have a chance someday. And at the time, I only had about 6 or 7, and I wasn't thinking large numbers back then, but that kind of inspired me a little bit. And I don't know if I'll make it or not, but we'll see.
How many have you done?
If I do it this Sunday, it'll be number 39. We'll see. I had some health problems, so I don't take it for granted. I never have taken it for granted. Just trying to think what else. Oh, my grandparents were also members of the club. My dad's father died 3 months after my parents were married. And my grandmother was so impressed at how many people from the hiking club came to the funeral that she became a member. She had bad knees, so she didn't do a lot of hiking, but she served as a director at one point. My mom's grandparents joined in the 60s. They were a little more active. My grandfather ran for vice president one time, but he didn't win. What else? Before my parents were married, my dad went on a trip with two members of the hiking club up to Minnesota. And he didn't really know the guys that well. It was Walter Leonards and a man named Andy Ipavic. And they became lifetime friends after that trip. And when Walter was still alive a few years ago, the club did an interview with him. And he made mention about my dad nearly sitting on a porcupine. My dad at the time was not in a good frame of mind. I would have loved to have asked him for his version of that story, but I never had a chance to do that. Back in 1992, my grandfather, my mother, myself, and my young son were all on a leisure hike. And as far as the club, as far as we know, it's the only time four generations were ever on a hike together at the same time. What else I got to say? maybe you can pause it for a minute. As an officer, I have served as a chief pathfinder and a recording pathfinder for a total of 5 years between the two. I've been a director, and I had the honor of recording Jay Beswick's 20,000th mile. He was the first person ever to get it. And I also recorded Ray Lewson's 50,000th mile. He wasn't the first person to get it, but it was an honor to know those people. And just to see the way the club has changed, and yet at the same time, the people today are very similar to the people that were in the club a long time ago. I mean, I think the people today are in better shape, but we had some really strong hikers back in the old days, too.
Good. Any final comments you'd like to say, Ken?
Just that I hope... I forgot about the Shirley Fry story with my brother. My gosh. My brother Brian, who's a former member of the club, and he's a year younger than me, when he was 12 years old, he became at the time what we thought was the youngest person ever to complete a 40-mile hike. My mom had joined the club in the early 50s, and in 1936, there was a girl named Shirley Fry who had done the 40-mile hike, but not much else was known about that. When Jeff Leonards was putting together the 75th anniversary book, he found some material. Turns out Shirley Fry was 9 years old when she did the 40. And my mom had mentioned that she'd grown up to be some sort of famous athlete. I thought she'd said ice skater. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was online and I looked up Shirley Fry. Turns out in 1956, she was the number one tennis player in the world. She's won all four majors. She won the U.S. Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the Australian Open, both as a single and as a doubles player. Yeah, I never heard of her as a tennis player, but she's in there. If you look at, look it up on Wikipedia, it's got a picture of her. And if you look in that 75th anniversary book, there's a picture of her when she's nine. It looks like the same person. Plus, in Wikipedia, she's still alive and she's living in Akron. So it's got to be her. Now, we need to get, we were talking about this, we need to get somebody down there to see if she's in any kind of shape to talk about it. She's 89 years old, but she's still alive.
That's amazing.
That's a great final thought.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you, Ken.
Oh, no problem.
Recollection.
That was fun.